The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friday's always my favorite, because that's often when my pal Bill Press comes around. Bill, appreciate you doing so. He's a podcaster.
Happy to be here.
Dropped a new podcast this morning and a column in the, what, Chicago Sun-Times?
No, it's the Chicago Tribune Syndicate, so it's in papers all around the country. But if you go to my website, the Bill Press Pods, you can get the link to it.
Awesome. Yeah. Bill, my audience has heard this story, but I went out and I saw Ron Johnson. He was in my backyard recently. And, you know, how do I not go see my U.S. senator? So I approached him and I made a point of approaching him separate of the other media types. And I called out to him, "Senator, how's it going?" And he spotted me and he walked over and I had pulled the mask down just so he could see. He was coming out of a building, and despite the mask mandate in my county, maskless, of course, you know, you would expect nothing less of the U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. But anyways, Rojo saw me and he came over and he gave me sort of a wry smile and he shook my hand. And he said, "Oh, I thought you were a media tracker for the other side." And I started giggling and I'm thinking, well, I am rooting against you, sir. But anyways, I complained about the fact he's having a press conference next to the highway. And I said, you know, you don't come on my show. I shouldn't have to chase you to press conferences. Oh, just call the office, something like that. So I go join the press conference. And three, 4 questions in, I jump on, you know, the earlier excitement. Ron had said something very important about, you know, children. They're their parents' responsibility and, you know, not society's, effectively. And we can't afford to raise other people's children as a society. So that made something of a hullabaloo. I saw it all over the MSNBC shows and Stephen Colbert. Well, I was literally the very first journalist in America to ask Ron Johnson a follow-up question. And, you know, my question, as little orphan crude, is, what about orphans, Ron? What about children whose parents don't want them? You know, ultimately, what is society's role for the children, Ron? What is government's role? And, you know, he gave him this crap about compassion. And then he effectively went back and doubled down and said, we cannot afford the child tax credit. You know, $29 trillion deficit and all that stuff. 2 minutes later, Bill, a different reporter was asking him to defend his advocacy for the Trump tax cuts. Came on my show back in 18, bragged about cutting designated S-corps, all that crap. Well, a couple of his donors got $200 million in tax cuts in the year 2018, gave him back $21 million, and he was bragging about the tax cuts, the $1.5 trillion and the tax cuts for 95% of small business owners. And, you know, we can afford those, Bill, but kids, that's somebody else's problem.
No. I mean, tax cuts for the wealthiest of Americans is always the number one agenda for the Republican Party. It was under Daddy Bush, under George W. Bush, under Donald Trump, right? It's the first thing they do. Remember, George Bush, it was in February or March of 2001 that he signed the bill. They rushed that through the Congress that fast as if it was the number one priority of the country, right? And in 2017, what was the number one thing Donald Trump signed? A tax cut for the same, very same people who had already got a double tax cut because Obama continued the Bush tax cuts, right? Again, that was the number one need for this country, is to give people, you know, like Jeff Zuckerberg. Well, of course, he lost $29 billion yesterday, I guess. Poor guy. Maybe we need to give another tax cut to him. It's insane. But you're right. Nothing else. We have no money. There's no money. You talk about for climate change, for child care, you know, for public schools, whatever it is. There's never enough money for that. There's always enough money for another tax cut for the rich. And you know why, Groot? Because it'll trickle down.
Something's been trickling down my leg for years, Bill. Yeah. So to put a bow on my little Rojo story. So anyways, you know, he was so friendly on the greet. And then when I tried to ask a second question at the press conference, and Bill, here in Dane County, people don't send out the A-team for Ron Johnson. You know, a lot of news organizations sent just a camera guy. So there were only like three of us courageous enough to actually ask the senator questions. The rest were camera guys and they were just focused on him. Well, so anyways, I start asking a follow-up question. He stops me mid-sentence, Bill, and he's like, no, anybody from over here can ask a question. And I'm thinking, well, you got sick of me quick, didn't you, Ron? So I'm not quite sure that he will be back on the show anytime soon. And he's been banned, so I'm not going to ask.
I think you can count on the fact that he's not coming back. You don't want him back. Don't give him a platform.
Well, you know, I've actually been approached about providing a platform for weekly Rojo bashing between now and the election. And I'm thinking something along the lines of the Rojo Chronicles or maybe being Ron Johnson. But the guy gives us weekly, daily fodder, and I've got like 25 exclusives with the guy. We, you know, every campaign issue this cycle, we've already got him on tape talking about in the last cycle. That's Bill Press. Let's move on, Bill. We got a few callers. You want to take a couple?
Absolutely.
Like old times on the radio show. Going to start with Pizza Box Mike. He's a friend of ours. Pizza Box, say hi to my pal, Bill Press.
He's my pal first. Anyway, I got to live as long as Bill Press because, you know, Bill, do you remember the time I called your show years ago and I said that Republicans had to stand on their heads to talk out their asses? And it turns out I was right. It turns out I was right. But I need to live as long as Bill Press. Crudy, I'll take you along if you're still around and we can go poop on Ron Johnson's grave.
Well, I intend to dance on it at some point, but Bill, any comments for that fine statement?
I just remember every time I saw the phone light up from Madison, Wisconsin, I figured it was going to be Pizza Mike, is it?
Pizza Box Mike. You know, I gave him his own show on the radio station, Bill. He's got his own Saturday show.
Oh, cool. Yeah. No, he was one of our favorite callers on the Bill Press show. So it's good to be back in touch. And yes. Keep after it. If you guys are going to, decorate Ron Johnson's grave, yeah, I'll be there, okay?
Hey, Bill, we'll invite you. And one other quick thought. when the false electors broke into the Wisconsin State Capitol to cast their false and fraudulent votes for Donald Trump, well, I actually got a citation for bringing a devil tree to the Capitol that very same week. Now we're going to pull the video of the false electors and use that in a defense action. I can't wait to use fraudulent electors as my defense for sneaking into the Capitol and dropping a devil tree. Bill, we'll always be down for mischief. Come back soon.
You guys have too much fun out in Madison, man. By the way, this is the year we have to do the on-site visit, right? The field trip to Madison.
When are you coming, Bill? We got room. We're moving into our new mothership this weekend.
This weekend? All right. As soon as the weather gets warmer, I'll be there.
We'll call you in 6 months, Bill. Have a great weekend, my friend. Come back. Right. More Devil's Advocates. Hour two with James Santel, former U.S. attorney, also a crowd favorite. Come back.
So Obamacare is still in place, and we've doubled the debt. I don't feel like my time here has been particularly successful.
What would you say you do here?
Why not gargle